Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here as we wrap up our program of Coach Speak tonight, talking with the head boys basketball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Darren Bergeron, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, since we've gotten to the month of February, things have not slowed down for your team here in the month of February. Record of 5-1. That one loss, you know, non-conference road loss on a Monday to Van Meter. You were shorthanded in that game down starting center Eli Van Hove. Otherwise, your team, I would probably say, is playing its best basketball here in the, going into the postseason, now into the postseason. And just, you know, since you turned the calendar to February, what are some things that you feel this team has really stepped up in, some areas they've really stepped up into to allow, you know, to be playing at the level you are here in the postseason?
Yeah, I would agree. We've been just getting that experience and, you know, getting everybody back healthy has been huge. But our defense has just been pretty sound all year long, and I think our offense is finally coming around. We're doing a better job of limiting turnovers and making sure we get a shot every possession. And just our shooting percentages have gone up from that, too, just getting good looks, maybe turning down the good shot for a great shot and just getting used to playing together. So, yeah, things are really clicking right now.
And you talk about how the offense has started to come along, and guys like Luke Thorson and Eli Van Hove, they've been the consistency all year round. But now it feels like guys like a Colin Willis, like a Blake Larson, as of late, you know, starting to find their jump shot. And Blake, you know, three threes in the first, you know, couple minutes against Osage on Friday night. And then, you know, off the bench, Braden Wallace is somebody that can come in and knock down shots. Caden Burris as well, just to name a couple of guys that can come in and contribute and really make things tough. You can go, you know, 8, 9, 10 deep off the bench and still not drop off and scoring. And just when you, from that supporting cast that has really come along in the second half of the year, just, you know, what have you seen, especially maybe from a confidence perspective, that's allowed them to now really step up and be a pretty high contributing scorers?
Yeah, I think that confidence piece is huge, you know, now that they've gotten more games under their belt. And, you know, just again, just turning down the good shot for the great shot and taking what the defense gives us. You know, you made a point about Blake, and, you know, the other night they came out in a diamond one and really focused on taking Luke out. And then he was, you know, we found Blake on the wing and he knocked down shots. And then the next night it might be Colin, and then it might be, you know, Caden off the bench. Like you said, different guys at different times. But guys are playing really unselfish right now and just taking what the defense gives us, and kids are stepping up and hitting shots when they're called on.
And you look down low at the paint as well. You know, Eli Van Hove is somebody that has been a constant. I think everybody had an idea that he could be stepping up for a really big season. But Gavin Griffith, since he's come back from injury, I think I've been more impressed with Gavin on the defensive end of the floor. He has been a really good shot blocker, shot contester, solid rebounder as well. It definitely feels like he has made his presence known, especially on the defensive end. And when you look at, you know, the front court, the paint for your basketball team, especially on the defensive end with Gavin and Eli and what they can do night in and night out. Well, what has stood out to you about the growth they've made, especially on that defensive end?
Yeah, I mean, you hit that nail on the head right there. He's been great defensively. You know, you can't teach size and length, and he's got just the great timing on blocking shots, and Eli's just another just anchor there. It just allows, you know, Cody and Blake and some of our guards to get out and really put pressure on those guards, because if they do get beat off the dribble, they're coming right into good size and length that are being doing a great job protecting the rim. And, you know, as you get farther and farther into the tournament, there seems to be less and less whistles. And, you know, that defensive just physicality that they bring inside is going to be really big for us.
And as we take a look, obviously tomorrow night is the next challenge on the schedule, and that is, you know, your district final with Garner Hill Ventura. Obviously, with the Cardinals upsetting Forest City, you are now hosting that game on a Tuesday night, which obviously is always a nice added bonus when you can, you know, kind of host a district final when you weren't expecting to. But you know, obviously Garner is the task at hand, and get a victory Tuesday, you're playing for a shot at state on Saturday night. But looking ahead to the challenge of GHB on Tuesday night, just what has stood out to you about what GHB brings to the table, and what will your team have to do to come away with a victory?
Yeah, you know, they play extremely hard. They're all over the place on defense. You know, they put a lot of pressure on the ball, do a lot of run and jump stuff, and try to speed the game up. They got some good young athletes that, you know, make it really difficult on the offensive end and create offense with their turnovers. So, you know, that's what we just focus on, you know, taking one game at a time. That, you know, obviously we're pretty happy and proud of the fact that we earned the right to host the district final game, but we're also playing a team that's already got two tournament wins under their belt and one of them on the road against the number one seed. So we're definitely not overlooking anything and just need to keep doing the things that got us to the point we're at right now.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow night against Garner Hapel Ventura.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Darren Bergen, the head boys basketball coach of the Roland Story Norseman here on Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto. That wraps up our program tonight here on KQWC. Top of the hour is next.